Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Mike Anderson. My guest this week is Brian Hozek. Brian works in the Administrative Services Division here at Game and Fish. Brian, we have a lot of tools and resources for hunters, anglers, anybody interested in the outdoors. Let's talk about some of the map services we have, Brian.
Yeah, we have a lot of information on our website. The Plots Guide, for example, this thing started off with the paper maps that we've traditionally printed and booklets that we've traditionally printed, and has evolved over time to different applications. We've expanded some of those applications ourselves, some interactive map services where you can bring up that Plots Guide and turn on other features, perhaps aerial photography or hunting units or so on.
But and these are on our Game of Fish website.
These applications are on our website. You can customize your own and print whatever you like. We also have on our website, we have GPS maps. It's another piece that is evolved past the Plots Guide, so that something you can bring, a tool that you can bring out in the field that's not necessarily a paper map, and you can use that information on your GPS. We've made that available. We have a lot of content available on our website, and that can be used in a number of different ways. You can pull this information in via a GPS unit. You can look at this on an application on your computer and make your own maps. We also have the ability to use that information on a mobile device, and you can bring those maps out in the field with you on your smartphone. Next, we would kind of look into some of the ways that you can use this information when you don't have cellular service. That's where the GPS units come in handy when you're out of cell service range and you can still use those maps on the GPS device. But that technology is also available on a mobile device or a smartphone. You can pull some of that information down prior to going out in the field and be able to use that in conjunction with the GPS on the device to kind of mark your location and see where you're going.
Okay, how do these maps help a hunter out?
Well, there's a number of features on there that you can use if you're just trying to, you know, hunt certain lands and identify where you're at in reference to those boundaries. There's a lot of tools on there for measuring, looking at distances, seeing what's perhaps not, you know, over the hill on the other side, it's not quite visible where you're at. So there's a lot of tools like that are handy within these applications.
Okay, so like in the Plots Guide, wildlife management area, it's colored in red. Does
sure.
that pretty much go right down to the mobile device?
Yeah, we use the same format as we do on the Plots Guide. The printable Plots Guide. So we stuck with those schemes for identifying that to stay consistent and extended that over to the different tools that you can use. There are some exceptions of that because there's some other products out there. We push this information out there to be used by all. There's definitely vendors out there that use the same information. One example is ND Tracks. They pull this information in, they provide a product that you can go out there and purchase for your GPS unit. Another common tool that's used out there is Onyx Maps. They offer the ability to on an application on your phone you can use this information and pull it in. But some of those things might be identified slightly different than we may be used to, but that same information is being pulled over there. Another product that we do like is Avenza Maps. It's basically a document reader. It allows you to pull down perhaps a page of the Plots Guide onto your device, and when you're not in cell range, you would still have access to that map on your phone and have access to the GPS locations because the GPS locations are still working when you're out of cell service in a lot of cases.
So you don't need cell service. Basically, you download it to your phone and you can turn your location services on, and it still tells you where you're at within that piece of property.
You get access to that map and you can use it that way when you're out of cellular range.
Okay, let's move on to lakes. Let's talk about lake contour maps that are available on our website.
Yeah, same kind of thing. We have a printable version of that you can go visit and print something to take in the field with you. You also have the native mobile apps on your phone that you can bring some of these maps up on your device and zoom into them. And the nice thing about those pieces is that you know you can turn on other features. You can look at aerial photography. You can add other information on there and look, and you can check stocking information, for example. So a lot of nice tools out there for people to use. That contour information all has a color gradient, so it's pretty easy to read. when you're looking at, when you quickly want to look at a map. Sometimes a lot of those other products out there, they give you contours, but you can't tell if it's, you know, getting shallower or deeper. Those color gradients on those maps really help out with that.
A year ago, about this time, Brian, we started all online applications. I believe it was the Fall Turkey was the first online application.
Okay, we're about a year in on our online licensing system. We've made some major changes. With that, there's been a number of other changes we've made with our online licensing system. The communication pieces are pretty key for that. Traditionally, in the past, when someone would send a paper application, we would get that by mail. You know, some are more legible than others, perhaps. There was a data processing event that would occur with staff keying stuff in. And you know, a lot of things that we were able to improve upon with this licensing system. And when that was occurring, it was, you know, if there was an error on an application, we may have to contact the individual or send them information back. Maybe we only had an address, so it would delay the process of communicating. And so there's some tools out there that help with that, so we can make sure that we have that contact information, make sure that it's current, that they can have the latest phone number on there and phone type. Perhaps it's a cell phone. So if that's the route, we can communicate. We can send you something via text message. We can get some, you know, speedy responses.
Brian, a couple years ago, we started something where you can subscribe to email or text alerts. Explain.
Sure. When you visit the website, there's a place on there to subscribe to news alerts, but you can also go into your profile where you go to purchase a license or apply for a lottery. And there's a section up at the top to manage your profile or subscribe to different notifications.
Right. So yeah. It'll remind you of, you know, if an application deadline is approaching soon.
Yep. It'll give you some heads up, which, you know, these days people wait, and it's kind of handy to have that that information coming to you as opposed to you going to seek out that information.
A lot of good information, Brian. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
As Brian just mentioned, for more information on plots maps, fish contour maps, how to subscribe for notifications, and more, visit the Game and Fish website at gf.nd.gov. For Brian Hosick and the rest of the staff here at the Game and Fish Department, thanks for joining us for this week's Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.